You're going to be so proud of me because you created this, right? How much nervousness do you think I have?
Zero.
Like none. It's crazy. I was thinking to myself, this is absolutely so weird because I've just watching you, it's like, I don't know. You just make it look so easy.
Welcome to the Silence the Imposter Monster podcast, where we discover how successful people with the same limiting beliefs that sometimes haunt you and me move forward and achieve their goals and dreams. I'm Lori Hammond. Most people I interview here are hypnotists, like myself. One of the things that you'll love most about this podcast is that even if you're brand new to hypnosis, you can use the aha moments you get here to skyrocket your own success. If you feel inspired by the following conversation, then I invite you to pick up my free 3-step guide that lets you silence your imposter monster and create your life with joy and purpose. Go to trancypants.com/IM to get the guide for free. That's trancypants.com/I for imposter, M for monster. Today's episode is really special to me because I'm talking to my good friend Lisa Hubbard. Lisa is an amazing example of how applying hypnotic tools to your own life will transform your success. Lisa has built a thriving referral-only practice in just 2 years by practicing continually putting herself outside her comfort zone. The rewards of her boldness have enriched her life in every area. As you listen, be asking yourself, what if I could do this too? Every time you notice the imposter monster saying, that's too scary or too hard or giving some other excuse, just try on curiosity and think, what if I could? I hope you love this episode as much as I did. You can find links to today's show notes and get a hold of Lisa at solutionbasedhypnosis.com. Enjoy the show.
Okay. So when I had started in that group, I had just recently gotten my hypnosis certification. And I was so scared to hypnotize anyone. I can honestly remember saying, like, putting on my little to-do list, like, today I'm going to do my husband, just do an induction with my husband. And I would have so much fear and I wouldn't do it. And I just kept not doing it and not doing it and not doing it. It was crazy. So I believe that's about the time that I somehow connected with you. Thank you, universe, for that. But I did. And you just made it look so easy because I know you were also just beginning too. You know, you were just fresh and everything. And I was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, just watching you, you know, create this program, watching how you were affecting people. And the thing that I think is so interesting about all of this is I remember the people that were in that group, and you absolutely have such a connection with all of them. Like, and that's what I love about this, because I think you and I are similar like this. I think when we work with someone, we kind of build a connection with them, and that stays. It's not like, you know, like you see somebody for one time and you don't anymore. Like, I know that you have a deep connection with people, and I feel the same way. So just watching you do it, and just you, you know, kept driving into me, like, what are you waiting for? You know, it's never going to be perfect. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. And the fact that, you know, you made it look so easy, but you kept saying, look, this is really hard. Like, I'm really out of my comfort zone, you know? And it was like, so just watching you. And then also, I have to give a shout out to Sean Michael Andrews because, you know, he took the same training as I did. And when I first got out of the training, I was like, I mean, I didn't train with him, but we took the same, like it's called Omni based on Jerry Kine's protocol. And I reached out to him because he used to live in Maryland. And I was like, hey, I just took this and blah, 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 like, and I don't know what to do. And he was just like, he spent time with me. He's like, just, you know, calm down. Like, trust me when I'm telling you this right now, you have all the training that you need, because that was one of the things. And I know a lot of us get caught up in this. We get our training and then we're like, oh no, I need another training to learn how to help people to stop smoking. And oh, I need this. I need to learn how to do the timeline. And oh, I need. So before you know it, you're just spending, you can spend years just doing training. So like, just that he spent the time in saying, like, believe in yourself, you really have everything that you have. And then just watching you, it was just enough for me to keep, and it was really just keep putting myself out there. So in the beginning, I don't think I've even been doing this 2 years, which is so crazy to me. But in the beginning, I did see actually one person who was suffering with depression for free. And it just opened this huge door for me. She just referred person after person. And it was like, you know, she referred this one person that was a coach who had people all over the country that she worked with. So I am so grateful for that too, because not only did it open the door, but I had to automatically, like, I just knew, I didn't know how to do online, but that's pretty much where I started. So this whole scenario that we've been caught in hasn't been an issue for me, because I've been used to doing the online. So.
And I know you love the in-person and you prefer the in-person, but you've been willing and open. And because you had that under your belt, you've known what to do moving forward.
Yes. I mean, I am grateful for that, because I hear the struggle of other people, because, and I remember in the beginning too, and you were another one that did this. You were like, look, Lisa, because I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this online, blah, 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 blah. Why can't they just come here? And you're like, that's all I do is online. It's easy, you know, and you just changed that mindset, because I was telling myself a story that it didn't work online, that I couldn't connect online and everything else. And it is a complete story. Actually, there's a lot of people that have better results online because they're at home and they're, you know, they don't have to get out of the chair and drive home, and they don't have to, you know, they can just be in a really comfortable place. So, but I do miss the, I do like the one, I'm a huggy person. I like to,
yeah. And I'm not, I'm just going to say this for the people that are listening. So wherever you fall on that spectrum, I've always been a person that is a little bit aloof and standoffish. And then when I was a hairstylist, I got comfortable touching people. I got comfortable getting outside my comfort zone, but I still wasn't the hairstylist that would hug my client at the end of the session. So I think that's part of the reason the online works so well for me, because I'm not a super huggy person with people that I don't know really well anyway. And I love that we can come to this from all different personality types and all different perspectives and make it work.
Yeah.
Lisa, will you dive a little bit deeper into, so for everyone listening, a little over two years ago, I had about 8 months of so-called experience under my belt, where I had just been playing with this. I had been consuming probably literally like thousands of hours of training, because I would listen to trainings from the time I woke up in the morning until I went to bed at night. And if I had, you know, for a while I had a day job and I wasn't training then, but otherwise I was just consuming stuff around the clock, and I was so scared to reach out. And I knew that I wanted to do something online. I knew that I wanted to work in a group setting. And so many people had said, you can't do this over Zoom. And so I thought, I'm just going to see what happens. And I put something out there. I think I must have put it out there on Facebook, because that's pretty much my platform. And a handful of people, I want to say maybe, because it seemed like it was about a dozen people in that group.
I think it was 12, yeah. 10 or 12 or something, right?
Yeah, and I had had so many. I had been studying business just by listening to podcasts, kind of binge listening to podcasts in the same way I was binge listening to hypnosis trainings. And so I knew that people don't often value something they don't pay for, but I wasn't willing to ask for a payment. You know, I was kind of in that imposter syndrome place, and I didn't know what would happen. So I thought, we're just going to try this. I didn't even really know how to talk about it, what it was. I said, it's just going to be like to help you reach that goal in life that you have been not reaching. And a handful of people signed up, and I made them all jump through a hoop to get in. I said, the only way I'm going to work with you is if you'll do these three things. And I made them fill out an intake form that was several questions long. I made everyone do a handwriting sample, and I made everyone take the Myers-Briggs personality test. And it was more to make sure they were invested than it was for me to be nosy and know all about their problems. But it was so cool because then I started interacting with all the people that had done this. I messaged them back and said, thank you for filling this out. This is so awesome. I read your form and I just want to know that you can expect this outcome through this, you know, you're going to get to this goal. And there was this part of me that was really, you know, still unsure of myself. I was freaking out. But I used these tools that I share with other people to get in this state where I was imagining the person at the goal. And even with you know, we were talking through your hesitations about moving forward. And I'm like, Lisa, you can do this. You're going to do this. And at the same time, I knew in my heart that I didn't have any more experience than you at that time.
Oh my God.
But
Yeah, but you were in a better place. I was not in a good place.
well, the thing that stands out to me about you is you had myself, Shawn Michael Andrews, and Will Horton all telling you can do this. And Lisa, you chose to believe them. And that's what sets you apart from some people. You chose to accept that that was true, and you allowed yourself to step into that.
Yeah, aw.
Yeah. So can we talk a little bit more about where you were when you and I met, kind of a little bit more about that fear of moving forward.
Oh yeah, I can remember what it was like. Okay, so I was raised on the belief that you could just go to a doctor and get a pill for anything that you needed. You know, I was a child of the 60s. So, you know, if I wasn't happy, I could just go to the doctor and say, hey, I need an antidepressant. Like I had no, absolutely no belief in myself. And I was dependent on pain pills for my back, which led me to be dependent on sleeping pills because I couldn't sleep because of the pain in my back, which led me to, I was also on high blood pressure medicine. Basically, I don't, now that I look back, I feel like I wasn't even really, like I was just going through the motions, you know, like just literally. I smoked. I did everything that you shouldn't do. Like, you know, did not care for myself. I ate not good, you know, ate, smoked, took all these pills, you know, to sleep, to move, to, you know, so basically, and I was stuck. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I need help. So I started reading like all these self-help books and, you know, just trying to get some answers, never thinking, you know, that the answer's right here. You know, I'm always looking for, you know, because that's what I'd done my whole life. I had that belief, you know, that a person, a place, a thing could fix me, you know, and it's like, so I never really was taught that we have all this power inside of us or that we create our reality or any of those things. So somehow, I don't know why, like I just kind of researched everything and I looked into hypnosis and I was like, oh, that's really cool. I was so relieved. I remember this aha moment, just like it's just happened when I read, I think it was in Wayne Dyer's book. In his book, basically, he, you know, explained, because I didn't know about the subconscious, I didn't know any of that. And he said, you know, all your habits are created in this subconscious part. And I'm like, thank you, because I knew I didn't want to smoke. I knew I didn't want to keep taking these. I knew it, you know, but again, that was the conscious part of me. So it was like, yes, like, you know, I'm not a bad person because I mean, that's part of it. You know, when you're doing all those things, you're not connected with yourself, you're not feeling good about yourself and all that. So I was like, I'm going to try this hypnosis. So I went and I listened to some recordings. And first of all, I started off with recordings and they were on, you know, just get a healthier lifestyle, whatever. And they really, it was kind of like magic. And it is kind of like magic because I just like, before I realized it, I'm like, wow, like I'm taking all these walks and wow, I'm getting excited about broccoli. And it was like, this stuff really works. So I was fascinated about what else I could do with it. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh my God, okay, this is going to be like a game. If it can change the way I eat and everything, what else can I do with it? So I went and got certified and I just basically got certified really with no intention of helping anyone else because again, I was not in that place where I felt like I had anything to offer anyone. So I went through the training and then I just started making all kinds of changes. I stopped taking all medication. My blood pressure is fine. You know what I mean? Like it was just because once I started eating better and I stopped smoking and I started, you know, like it's just, it's this domino effect. So I am a huge fan of hypnosis and I think like I'm so passionate about it because I can honestly say like it changed my life so much and I'm so grateful.
Yep. I love that story so much. I have goosebumps. Some of that I didn't even know yet. You and I have been good friends for a while now and I'm like fascinated to listen to your story unfold.
Aww.
Okay, so you've had all this training, you've had this personal transformation. How, when you thought about actually starting to move forward and starting to get out and really put yourself out there, how were you feeling when you and I met?
Okay, well, how I was feeling like I could, like I didn't have, again, I didn't have anything to offer because I was only, when I met you, I was only beginning this journey. You know what I'm saying? I think I had just gotten certified, but wasn't really. I mean, I was starting to make changes. I think I had stopped smoking and started vaping, which at the time it was like, I thought that was, yay, I stopped smoking. But that's, you know, how it works. So anyway, so when we met, yeah, I was not feeling confident at all. I didn't think I could see anyone. And when people would say, oh, you know, like you're a hypnotist, you can help this person or that one, I would just feel myself like pulling back, being like I didn't want to tell anybody I even had the training because I was afraid they would ask me to hypnotize them. Like I just felt like this huge pressure. So I mean, it's been a while, you know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't happen overnight, but again, just doing, you know, staying connected with you, I keep, you know, and following other people that are just, you know, trying to, I can see other people do it and it's like, okay, well, I can. So it's just kind of like chipping away at the layers and yeah.
And I can edit this out later if you're not comfortable talking about this, but I know that you charge a pretty premium rate and you have since the beginning. And so I would love if you would talk a little bit about how you discuss price with your clients and how you got to that place where you accepted your worthiness to charge a rate that reflects the value that you're giving people. And I mean, honestly, I don't think any rate, I've heard of hypnotists who charge $1,000 a session, $5,000 a session. And even that, I don't think represents the transformation that we offer people. But you have stepped into a place where you're willing to charge more than a lot of hypnotists that I know in the industry. So if you could just talk to me a little bit about the mindset behind that. And I see
okay,
you looking perplexed. Yeah.
Well, because I charge a lot more? Like if someone comes for one session, which I will tell you right now, I am not a fan of one session. I hear people say it all the time. I'm not a fan. But it's, you know, if somebody wants to learn how to do self-hypnosis, then I'm like, absolutely one session. But if for anything else, I just don't feel comfortable. And that's just me. You know, it's just, I believe it just takes a little bit more being immersed into it. But so I charge $175 for one session. And then usually I sell the 6 session packages, which are, I think, $850. And I don't know. It's really interesting because I think I've only had one person that I actually met face to face who didn't sign up. And I don't think that's anything to do with me. I think it's more like when I meet with them, I try to just share with them that, you know what, you are worth this. You know, you are absolutely worth this. Because a lot of people would be like, oh, I can't, I've got to do this for my kids or that for my kids. So it's more about, you know, when you heal yourself, you heal everybody else. And, you know, I go into the generations because it is true, you know, like by me healing, you know, my children are going to heal and their children are going to heal. It's just a domino effect. So people are definitely worth it. But so as far as, okay, how did I get the nerve to charge that much? Well, I have this friend and her name is Lori Hammett. And she basically just said, put those prices up and if they want you, they'll come. And you are 100% right. 100% right.
That makes me so happy. I love that. And you have been such an inspiration to me as I've been kind of building my business alongside you, and mine is geared more towards digital and online. But watching you just have referrals pour in, start to work with clients in the way that lights you up, and I see you get so excited
I get
when you
so
have different
excited.
people. You get so excited when they message you and tell you that you changed their life, and it's been so fun for me to watch your journey. Will you talk a little bit about the yoga studio? Because I think it will help people who are listening to start to get some ideas of ways, outside the box ways that we can make ourselves known in this world.
Yes, absolutely. So I have a friend who owns a yoga studio in the town that I live in. So I see clients out of the yoga studio there. So I have like my own set of clients from people that I know and like the coaches. And I've had like, I'm working with a couple doctors, a psychiatrist, and another like regular primary care physician that send people to me. So those people I see online or they come here to my home, but then I also work out of the yoga studio. So yeah, just she has a pretty large following. She's got people that have, you know, been with her a long time and they're very loyal. So I see people out of was seeing people out of the yoga studio. But yeah, that's a good way for people who are starting, you know, wanting to begin a business. As well as I recommend, like I do workshops there too. So that helped too. Like the more you can just get yourself out there and show your face and do the Facebooks as much as you don't want to, but your friend Lori will. No, but it is true. It's just like it's all part of it. You have to, you know, plant your seeds in many different locations, you know, but it just all comes together. I was going to also say too that one of the someone referred a coach to me, the one I told you that has people all over the United States, and she has her own like bunch of group healers. So she has a website that people that go and she's pretty she does pretty well. She's been around for a long time. She does like group family healing sessions. So she'll get flown out to California or Oregon or whatever and she'll spend 4 or 5 days with families and just you know the kids and everybody works together. But so I am, you know, I work with her. She recommends a lot of people to me and I'm on her website as well. So I guess that's just saying that I've got the seeds scattered, you know, just trying to scatter them in more and more places. I think that's kind of what you have to do. But with that being said, I have never, I've only, all my clients are referrals. I've never had one person reach out to me that I like don't know. So
Okay, are you telling me that you started this business without having an office set up, without having a hypnosis chair in your office, with you just made it start working without putting all these things in place first?
yep, thank you. Yes, isn't that crazy? Oh my gosh, when I first started, okay, and this was 2 years ago. In fact, the coach I'm telling you about, she came here. I thought she was doing an online session. She lives about 3 hours away. Her first session we did online, and the second she goes, oh, I'm coming to your house. And I'm like, Because I'm telling you, at the time, I saw people in the bedroom. I didn't even have like a separate office. And I'm telling you, when she walked out, even though we had a really good session, I'm like, oh my, you know what I mean? Just the stories, like I'll never see her again. Well, she has referred so many people to me. So absolutely, you do not need, you know, you don't need all those fancy things. I did finally get a chair, but I mean, I've literally spent nothing getting this business started. Yep.
I love that. I did the same thing. Virtually, I didn't spend anything either. Okay, one thing that's really standing out to me that I want to call to the attention of the listener is Lisa's enthusiasm. Just notice how, can you imagine sitting in a room with her and her telling her story and her sharing how she has hope for the person she's having a consultation with and them not following through? And so when you're going into, when you're talking to new clients, when you're thinking about building your business, you can even channel Lisa, model Lisa and imagine that you're taking on her enthusiasm and her true, I know that she truly, truly cares about her clients and she gets so excited when she helps them. So I have two things I want to ask you. I don't want to forget, so I'm going to toss them both out there and you can answer in the order you'd like. The first is, look, I just completely forgot both questions.
I was like, I am so impressed. Honestly, that was in my head. I'm like, God, she can say two things. I'm gonna ask her what they were.
Sentence, they left. Okay.
I love you.
The first one is, can you talk a little bit about how you got connected with these doctors and physicians that you were talking about that are sending you referrals? And I'll
Yes.
think of the second one at some point.
Okay, so I had someone come to the yoga studio and she said, you know, hey, I work with a lot of people that have PTSD and I wanted to know if maybe you can help them. And she said, I'm a nurse. And I was like, okay, yeah. And she just had a little consultation where we sat down and it wasn't, you know, anything. And so I said, yeah, I think I can. But I'm thinking to myself, you're a nurse. Like, how you have people that you, right? But so something inside of me was like, do you want to try this? Do you want to see what it feels like to, you know, go into hypnosis? So she did and she loved it. And the next thing I know, I start getting, I mean, I think the first week I got five calls from people and they're like, oh, I was referred by this person. And I was like, what? And they're like, oh, she's our psychiatrist. She literally did not even mention, which I think is really interesting because, like, I don't think I would have treated her any differently. I might have been a little intimidated, but, yeah, so that's how that worked. And she sends me people, and I've been so blessed because honestly, for some reason, I don't know why, but the people that she sent me has I probably had the most amazing changes, like crazy. Like the one girl, she hadn't been to school in 6 months. She had so much anxiety, she hadn't been to school, you know, and she did one session and went right back to school. You know what I mean? And even I was like, what? And so she had a follow-up with the doctor and they're like, how'd it go? And there she's back in school. So she's so excited. You know, so I mean, I'm telling you, I really do get lucky. I'm honestly lucky, but I think I'm lucky because, you know, like I do believe in this. I believe in, you know, in the power that we have, you know, that's my intention. That's my mission is, and I tell every person that has a session with me, I said, it doesn't matter to me. Like the thing that I want the most is I want you, when you walk out of this door, you'll never look at life the same way. You're going to see through different eyes and I'm not going to put you to sleep. I'm actually going to wake you up. So it's like, to me, that's worth $175. And it's true, right? Because But so that one, and then the other one, okay, the other one was when someone I was working with, okay, working with her child, and she had really great results. So she referred her doctor to me. So I've gotten that too.
That's amazing. So you're telling me every client that comes in, as soon as they book with you, you absolutely know that you know exactly what you need for them.
I don't know if I said that.
I'm setting you up. I'm playing devil's advocate because I want the people who are listening and saying, well, I don't necessarily have that confidence. What would you tell the person who doesn't know that they can?
Okay, well, the thing is, like I said, like a lot of times, and you know this too, people will come and say, I want to lose weight, you know, and it isn't really that. It's they want a baby or they want to find their voice. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the symptom. So no, I don't always, you know, have that confidence at all. But what I really try to do is I know that everybody has the ability to heal themselves. I know everyone has everything they need inside. So when I see them, I will just take a picture in my mind. I will see them well. And all my intentions are going into seeing them well, letting them, you know, having them that belief in themselves that they can do this. And again, I just focus on when you walk out the door, you're just not. And what does that mean? That just means that, you know, letting them understand that they do have the power to change, that they can control their state just like that. You know what I mean? Like it's once you learn all these little tricks, it's amazing, as you know.
Yes, I love this so much. So, what is something that you tell me how the way you think about your client session now, the way you structure your client session now, has changed since you very first started seeing clients with those first few clients? What's
Okay,
something
well,
you know about hypnosis now that you didn't really get back then?
okay, well, that what you do, the techniques do not really make a whole lot of difference. When I first started, I was, oh my gosh, I would type out scripts. I would have scripts. I had absolutely like no belief in myself. I thought it was all about the scripts and, you know, having to do it a certain way. And then I found out that every time I actually planned a session, every single time, you know, I think I know exactly what they'd want, and they'd walk in the door and it would be something else. And it always backfired me when I planned. So I no longer plan. And I think it's Melissa Tears that says, all this shit's made up. That has helped me too, because it is true. I have found over and over again that. Because I was trained in regression and I still am a fan of regression sometimes, depending on what it's for. But with that being said, I have no idea what I was going to say. Okay, what was I saying? See that? I knew this was going to
That's
happen.
okay. I love this. What you do differently now than what you did before.
Oh, okay. So now I basically just believe in my, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to know what to do. And I pretty much, you know, I do the same thing pretty much over, and I have my standard things. I do a lot of, like, not, I want to say I do some timeline, but I do, a lot of, and I still sometimes regress depending on what they're looking for, but I just follow whatever. Basically, what happens is I do believe a lot of it, we just get this unconscious, our unconscious connects with theirs or whatever and knows what it needs. So I kind of like, because I'll come out of the session sometimes and I won't really know what I did. You know what I mean? Like I won't know which, I'll have a general idea, but it's just kind of just trusting that. You know, you're helping them. I believe if you have that intention that you want to help them, I don't think it really makes that much a difference what technique you know, if they know that you believe in them and you do believe in them, that they're going to heal if they want to.
So I want to spotlight a couple things for anyone listening. If you only take one thing away from not only this session, but from all my podcasts, it's this. It's what Lisa said, where when they sit in her chair, she sees them as having reached their goal. She sees them, I always say it, I see them fixed. And I really think that that is a key because not only does your unconscious then follow that path and help you notice little things when they say this, you just latch on and you know that's the thing we're going to talk about that. And I also think that they will see that in your eyes. Their unconscious is going to pick up on your conscious, unconscious cues that you have hope for them, that you know that this is going to happen. And even if you, there's a part of self-doubt. I mean, listen, Lisa's saying there have been times when she wasn't really sure, but when she decided to get into that session with that client, she chose to act as if. And sometimes when I'm about to go jump into my session, I'll actually stand back and I'll look at the chair where I'm going to be sitting and I'll imagine just these magical superpowers being infused into the chair, which is silly. But I think when we come into a session in a place of playfulness, and like Melissa Teer said on the last podcast, curiosity, we have so many more of our resources available to us. And another thing you said, Lisa, is how the clients that have come to you as a referral from that psychiatrist, many of them have had the biggest transformations. And I suspect that a part of that is my teacher, Mike Mandel, talks about how important prestige is, how important it is for a person to look at you and see you as the expert. And for a person, a psychiatrist who these people really trust, and they're like, this lady knows what's best, and for her to refer you, and then for them to get in your presence and see the way you radiate and sparkle and really believe in what you're doing, I think that those are the key components. So like you said, the techniques don't matter so much. It's that prestige, that being seen as an expert, and then that rapport that you have with your clients. You just have such a warm, caring way of interacting with people that I think you put them at ease and they're then willing to let go of the problem.
Love that. And I mean, it is almost like, I feel like almost like I'm cheating, because it is true. When you have somebody refer you directly, like from a doctor or from a psychiatrist, your chances are pretty stacked up on in your favor that you're going to be able to help them. As well as when I have people that I work with refer a friend or something. I mean, it's amazing. They walk in the door and they're already in him. They'll be like, oh, I feel weird. Everything, like they're already in hypnosis because they heard what's going to happen. So, yeah, I definitely, that part definitely helps. That makes it my job very easy. But I also want to say one thing too, which I kind of forgot about. I used this for a while with your 5-minute masterpiece as well. And basically, you know, what that entails for anyone that doesn't know is part of it is, or the kids in the classroom, it's like, who do you want to be? Like, who do you want to stand up and be? So I would kind of do that before the sessions. Like, you know, I want to be whoever it is I want to be. But usually it was me, but like, at the highest version of me and jumping around. There's something about jumping around, like doing this. I've got this. I know I can help this person. So that one is very powerful too, as well as, which is part of it, is envisioning what's going to happen and seeing that person, you sitting with them and them walking out the door and seeing that change in them when they walk out the door. So.
Yeah, changing your state before a session to me is just key to bringing your client to the transformational place they desire.
Yes.
Lisa, will you talk to the person who's listening and, you know, listening to the how you've kind of networked, how you've put yourself out there in various places and is freaking out a little bit and thinking, I can't do that. It's scary for me to go tell people. I know when I started, I was afraid to even introduce myself as a hypnotist. That word would
Yes.
get caught in my throat. So what would you tell a person who's afraid to put themselves out there and start networking, essentially?
You just have to do it, you know, and the more uncomfortable it is, you got a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or whatever it is, you just have to do it. And it's hard and it does feel uncomfortable. And you can brush your teeth with the opposite hand and say, uncomfortable things soon become automatic, because each time you take that step and you do it, you're going to get better and you're going to get more confident. And that's really the only way. You have to get in and do it. If you have the training, and I'm not saying don't train, I'm just saying when you first get certified, start working with people. That is the best way that you're going to be able to help people. And I mean, even you can even offer something free in the beginning. You know, I know that there is true, you got to kind of have skin in the game, but I have done some free sessions. And I mean, I actually, okay, I work with people that have been through the AA, I have a lot of people that have been through like the AA program or they're, and they've been clean for many years, but they're not happy. You know, they're just kind of going through every day saying, oh my God, I've been clean 5 years and blah, blah, you know what I mean? So it's just a constant, they're using the willpower to do it. So, you know, I've helped people with that as well, just changing the beliefs and trying to find out, you know, because there's a reason nobody wants to be a heroin addict. You know, nobody wants to be an alcoholic. So finding out, you know, what caused that, because there's always something underneath that so that they can move on. But again, yeah, it's just, there's no easy way. You just have to do it. Like Lori said, you just have to do it. You got to keep doing it and doing it. And even when you don't feel like it, and I'll even remind myself, I'll be like, oh my God, like Lori gets nervous over this too. It's okay. Just do it. But with that being said, I want to say that I'm very proud of myself because this is my first podcast and I was telling myself I should be nervous. And I was telling myself I should plan, I should do this, I should do that. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope. And so I don't feel any of that. So it's just like, that's just amazing to me. And that isn't about like bragging. That's about how far I've come. Because even I think if this was even, I wouldn't even say 4 months ago, I probably would have been having some nervousness or whatever. But it's you too.
I know. I've been so excited for this. Okay, I want to just really quickly touch on the opposite brushing thing so the people who are listening that are curious. Oh, yeah. This is a technique, and I can't remember where I learned this, but it's something that I share in some of my group programs where you, what you do is every night and every morning when you brush your teeth, I kind of hypnotize people to, you know, if you vividly imagine seeing yourself right now reaching for the toothbrush, and as soon as you grab that toothbrush, you think, oh yeah, I'm going to opposite brush. And you put the toothbrush in the opposite hand that you usually brush, and then you brush your teeth that way. It's going to feel so weird, and it's, you're going to have to think really hard about how to move your elbow, how to move your shoulder. You're going to be like slobbering toothpaste-y saliva down your chin. It's just, it's a mess, and it's so hard. And this is what conscious learning feels like. And so often we start to do something and it feels awkward and it feels weird and we're not sure we're doing it right. But the very fact that it's hard shows you that you're on the right path. And so what I'll have people do is as they're brushing their teeth, rehearse in their mind, uncomfortable things soon become automatic. And this idea of getting outside your comfort zone, that's where life is so beautiful, is outside your comfort zone. And when you start getting comfortable getting outside your comfort zone, so much opens up for you. So if that appeals to you, you can just vividly imagine doing it now and it will help you remember to do it later. And you're going to start finding that that one little baby step, that simple baby step, will start to transfer into other areas of your life. So when you think, oh, I'm so afraid to approach this person and establish a professional relationship to see if I can get referrals, you're gonna remember, oh yeah, uncomfortable things soon become automatic. And so many people will say, I just always brush my teeth with my left hand now and I don't even notice. So
yeah, I do. I do it completely all the time. That is my normal now. So it is. So, but it helps because it reminds you that it's like that with everything, every single thing. It's like that. The more, you know, you just keep doing it and then you have a new unconscious program and it's a program for good. You know, it's like, I can just do this. I can meet with the clients. I can know what to do but you have to do it.
Yep. I love that. Okay, will you talk to me? So recently, you and I have talked before and you see me putting myself out there online and you think, you know, that's not really for me. I really like my in-person stuff. And I think that's good. Everyone who does this has their own style and I think it's good to embrace that. But last month, I noticed in my newsfeed little videos of Lisa coming through, sending people little techniques and tips and suggestions that they could do to kind of get through this quarantine period. We're recording this on May 26th, so we've been all locked down for quite some time now. Will you talk to me a little bit about those videos, why you made them, and what that was like for you?
Okay, so I have been for the last 4 or 5 months, I have been getting into 30-day challenges with my clients. So this is the thing. I do not like to ask people to do things that I'm not willing to do. So, and I figure there's always something that I want to change and I want to work on. 1 month it was do 6 1-minute planks a day and then, drink 105 ounces of water. So this last one, well, it was in April, was to do a Facebook Live every day, every weekday. Okay, and let me tell you, no, absolutely. Oh, the narrative that was going on, like, I don't want to do this, this is the dumbest thing, blah 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 blah, like nobody wants to hear this, I have nothing to say, the whole thing. And so I just made myself do it, and they're just short little videos. But I mean, several p I've actually gotten some clients from that, number one. But number two, several people just reached out and said, you know what, this really helps, so that made me feel good. And they say, can you keep doing them? So I still do them from time to time. But what's really interesting is, you want to talk about not being perfect. I literally, I'm so over, I wasted so many years trying to be perfect. Now I'll just be like, blah, 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 blah. There's just no, because you're right, you have to just do it. And it's not about, like, if they don't like it, they don't have to listen to it. But if there's somebody that I can help, I want to help. So that's what that's about. And this month it's yoga every day for the month of May. And I love it. And this is a story too, because it's all about, we have these beliefs and these beliefs drive us. So in the beginning, when we had to go on lockdown or whatever you want to call it, I was like, oh, I miss my yoga, because I was doing yoga 2 days a week. And so I did it a couple times online and I did not like it. Oh, this is the dumbest thing. I can't do it. I can't see. I mean, just blah, 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 like just me, 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 me. So I'm like, nope, I'm not listening. So I said, I'm going to do this every day for the month of May. Well, now I am just so pressed over this yoga. I'm trying to get everybody to do it. And it's so much fun, but it's just interesting, I guess, for the listeners to understand that we have beliefs. Just question your beliefs. Like Lori said, be curious. Like, is this really true? So not only did this belief go from I can't stand it to now I love it. And now I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen when they stop doing them online? So it's just, I love busting my beliefs. I love them. Because every time you do, then you're like, okay, what else have I been telling myself that isn't true? What else can I do?
Yeah, I love that. So anyone listening, if you've been thinking about making video, notice how Lisa did this imperfectly. You didn't have a script, you didn't have a ring light, you didn't have a special lav mic, you had a cell phone, and you're that beautiful part of you that just knows that this stuff is going to change people's lives. And I think so often we wait to be perfect when we are missing an opportunity to let people see our authentic humanity. And when we make mistakes, it actually even just builds rapport with people. Like how many mistakes I've made on this podcast, how many I'm forgetting things and stumbling over my words. And it just helps you see that I'm a human, that Lisa is human. And if we can do this, you can do this.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
And nobody's per no one is perfect. And I think actually one of the Facebook lives I did have notes, and it was the worst one I did. So I'm just better off just, yeah. I mean, and I think it comes across too that you're being authentic. You're not trying to script something. And yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Trust me, mine are no way professional, but you know what? It gets the point out, right? And every single time I do it, I'm like, okay, what else can I do? Because that was the story that I couldn't do it, but I can. So what else can I do?
Yeah. Now you've touched on this, but I want to spotlight this as well for people who feel the same way. Something that I've noticed since early on when you and I met, I am always kind of consuming trainings, and I've ebbed and flowed with that, where now I understand that I need to train just as hard with marketing stuff if I really want to build the the business that I have a goal to build. But you have been so awesome about realizing that you already have everything you need to make a difference. So if, and I heard you say that Shawn Michael Andrews told you that, and you chose to believe that. So would you speak to the person who thinks they need one more certification, they need to get a, you know, a few more ducks in a row before they take action? What would you tell that person?
I would tell them that they have all the training that they need. What you need to do is really focus on what you have learned and get that really down, because it really goes back to several just basic things. Like, I've done a lot of training as well, but I pretty much don't, you know, I've made my own, we kind of make our own scripts. We kind of have our own way of doing everything. And even the trainings that I've taken, I just take little bits and pieces. So you do not, if you've gone to the training, you're certified hypnotherapist or whatever, consulting, you do not need any more training. You just need to step in and do it. You just need, and actually one person that was a client of mine is, she just recently got certified, and she's absolutely going through this right now. Like, she doesn't even want to, you know, do it with her cousin or something. So she's taking these little steps. Like, she made a recording and she sent it to me, and then she did it. So it's just like, but I feel her pain. I remember being there. But you just have to take, each time you take this little step, and I don't mean you have to go out and, you know, put a big sign up and say I'm a hypnotist and, you know, hypnotize 10 people a day. No, just take little steps, because slow and steady, you know, but yeah, just do it. And then you can always get more training. But for right now, it's important to really get like the fundamentals, the basics down, so that you can believe in yourself and get to know that. Because also, when you have so many different trainings, you're just so scattered that you don't use any of them. You know, instead of learning one training really well, you're all over the place, and it's just, you end up, it's one of those overwhelmed things. You end up doing nothing because you can't, it's like cleaning a room. If you just do one little part of the room, you're fine. But if you look at the whole room, and that's what happens with the training, you get overwhelmed, and then you're scared to move forward and think, oh my God, I just need one more. Oh, I need to know how to do this one and that one, you know?
Yes. Yes. I love that. Speaking of little steps, would you talk to us, because I think this will translate well to what we're talking about. Will you talk to me about your new biceps?
Oh my God. Wait, why? Oh my God.
Well, because this is such a great example of how tiny little changes. This is, one of my favorite books is by Dr. BJ Fogg, who is a behavioral scientist at Stanford. And he talks about how the most profound way, there's two ways that we can really change behaviors. One is through having an epiphany, which I believe is what we give our clients during our sessions. And one is through taking tiny, tiny baby steps over time. It's like this idea of compound interest. And you recently implemented one of those ideas with your push-up challenge. And I would love for you to talk to me about how that, and we can edit this out if you don't want to put it in, but I think it really applies.
Okay, well, okay, part of my story, which has been my story my whole life, is that my arms are weak, because, and my arms really were weak. They weren't strong yet, because I didn't use them. I'd always use different parts of my body. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this plank challenge, where first I said, I'm going to drink 7 glasses of water a day, these big glasses, right? And then after I drink the glass, every time I go to the bathroom, I'm going to do a plank. Well, that only lasted a day, because a 1 minute plank every time you go to the bathroom and you're drinking that much water. So I switched it, and I switched it to 1 1 minute plank a day. I mean, I'm sorry, 6 times a day every time I drank the water. And I did that for 30 days. And I could feel my arms getting strong, and I've never been strong. And it was so exciting. And this is what I love about these challenges is, you know, at the end of the 30 days, you can say, hey, did this work for me or did this not work for me? And what's really interesting is lots of times I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this is done. I'm done the end of the month. But then I keep doing it. Like, that's what happened with the water. I did the water and I'm still doing the water. And so instead of the planks, I started doing the yoga every day, where don't you know, he's got us doing a 2-minute plank every day. So my arms are really strong. So yeah, it's pretty amazing, because who would have thought that I would have been locked inside and I'm coming out stronger, right?
Yes.
So that's amazing. But again, it's all about these challenges. And you're right, it's just these little things. And even though mine aren't that little, kind of, but it's like knowing that I'm only like thinking, oh, I'm only going to do this for 30 days and then I'm done. And like today, I was counting how many more days of yoga. And then I'm like, Lisa, you're so funny, because you know you're going to keep doing it because I love it. So, yeah, and it's good just stacking these things on top of the other, on top of the other, and saying, is this working for me? And is this not working for me? But yeah, we can do all kinds of stuff.
Ever since I was a teenager, I've loved making these big lists and these grand plans and like mapping out this amazing path. And I tend to make it such a big, bold goal that I'll do it for a day or two, and then I'm overwhelmed and I throw up my hands. So by just implementing one little change every month and choosing, you know, just doing what Lisa's talking about doing, you're so much more likely. Where would you want to be in a year from now? Do you want to have like taken these little baby steps and be in a totally, have a totally different physique, you know, have your business in a totally different place? Or do you want to do one big bold thing and have given up in a week or a month?
So. Yeah, no, and you're so right. It's just doing these little things, and it's just amazing. But the thing that I love about it too, oh, I was going to say that for me, it's also really great to have other people in it with you. Even though, you know, I'm my own best cheerleader and everything, I love to have other people doing it with me so that we can hold each other accountable. And so today I had 4 people in the yoga class with me that were doing it with me, that I like recommended. So it's like, I love that, because, you know, I feel like, okay, I'm helping them get better too and do something for themselves as well. And tomorrow, my client, it's her 30th birthday tomorrow, and she's coming at 7 in the morning because she wants to do yoga with me before her session. And I'm like, oh my God, like that's how she wants to spend her 30th birthday. But she's like, yes, because so not only I feel like, you know, I hope I'm inspiring myself, but I love to, you know, help other people understand that it's okay to do these things for yourself, that when you do these things for yourself, then you can be better for everyone else. So
thank you so much for this. Before we say goodbye, is there anything I didn't ask that you would like to address, or anything else that you'd like to say to that person who's waiting to take action?
Just do it. That's all I can think of. You just have to do it. And it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel really uncomfortable. And like Lori says, do, you know, brush with the opposite hand, and just remind yourself that one day you're going to brush your hand with the opposite hand, and it's going to be automatic. Like that's what I do now. I don't even use the other hand. And one day you're going to be able to work with clients just the same way. It's just, you just have to do it. You just got to get through that uncomfortable part.
I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for investing in yourself by listening. You can find links and learn more about Lisa in the show notes wherever you're listening. If you want to ensure that you take action on the inspiration you're feeling right now, go to trancypants.com/IM for imposter monster to get your 3-step guide to silencing your imposter monster and creating your life with joy and purpose. If you loved this show, please leave a review right now so you can help more people find joy and inspiration to move toward their dreams. If you have suggestions for how I can make this podcast even better, email me directly at lori@trancypants.com. That's lori@trancypants.com. Have an amazing day.